So my Sasker Lafas and Moshniftu Mabchaira. Could be the main reason is only not that the Kedusha is Bechor here and this clot of blood, but just that everybody should know that Lamaisa, the second kid, will not be a Bechor. He's long enough to pop it from Bechor, but not what's really considered like the Mace, like the Uber, is here. Alright, we'll stop here. We were holding that Chof Beis Amaralef on top. We just answered that Kedei Lefars to Lo Shenistra Min Abchera. That it could be the reason why the Mishnah says that if you have a Behem Agasa that was Shifas Charoras Dam that let out a clot of blood, the Mishnah says a Rezu to cover. So first you learn the reason why you have to bury this clot of blood is because you have to be afraid. Maybe that's the Uber. We're talking about the first one. Maybe that's the Bechor. It has Kedushas Bechor and you have to bury it. But then the Gemara said not that. The Gemara said that Rabbi Chiya said, it's not Mitama, not a Magen, not a Masa. So it has no Tumas Magen Masa, so the Pshat is, that's not the Vlad, that's not the Bechor. So then the question was, what do you have to bury it for? So Marin says, yes, the reason why you have to bury it is the Lefars Salam, you have to be Mefars, and everybody should know about it, Shaniftur Min HaBechorim, to know that there was a Vlad at least, like she had a miscarriage, a baby, in the Behemah. And therefore the next one she has is not going to have a Kedushas Bechor on it. Gemara says, "Lemein, what do you want to tell me then? Tivlad mal yehu, that this clot of blood that comes out of the behemoth, like the first time it's supposed to be pregnant, it lets out a clot of blood. So what do you want to tell me that clot of blood is takavlad mal yehu? It's really a vlad, and that's the reason why it's potem in habachor. The second one that comes out is has no kedushas bechor. So then the question is, v'yamayen emetamal le'magav le'masa." Like, if you're going to tell me this is really the Vlad, so why doesn't it have Tumas Maga Masa? It should be like a Nevela. A Nevela has Tumas Maga Maga on it. So why the hell could Rabbi Chiya say that this clot of dam has no Tum on it, not if you touch it, not if you carry it, why not? If you're telling me now, look, who you have to, that the next kid that comes out is not a Bechor because this blood is called a Vlad, since so it should have Tumas Nevela on it. So my answer is, Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Mishum Bita Barayv no gubo. It has to do with Bita Barayv. Again, Nechanami. Really, this blood, this drop of blood was the Uber, was the baby, and really that drop of blood should have Tumas Nevela on it. The Pshat is, though, it's coming out with a lot of other blood. So that drop of blood is Bita Barayv with the other dam that's coming out. And Rashi says, Bita Barayv gets mixed up with the majority of the blood. Loch Yena Metama Sheh Bito HaBosta Barayv Dam, that piece of Bosta that has a shame Uber on it becomes Botlan the Dam, or else Ganunim, Shiyotimo, the other colors that come out with it. And the Gemara says, the Ozda Rabbi Yechon Latam, Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own Shita, that he holds that there's such a swar of Bita Barayv and therefore it has no tumor on it. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon and says that Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, that's the time of our Mishnah Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, says this, Behem Agash is what's the Kuras Dam. Harayta to cover his shita, and also Reb Shimon is Omer Dov Rechet. Yechon says both of them say the same thing. What are these two halachas now? The Reb Lezer ben Yaakov or the Amorim, that this Chavoras Dam you have to bury. Now Reb Shimon, my with Reb Shimon's halacha does not have like this a Gemara Nida. Hashilya, you have the placenta for bias. The placenta is in the house. Halacha is a bias tummy. The bias is tummy. Anisha was mapper, and she let out the shud. The placenta came out, and it's not nicker that there's a vlad inside it. So still, the halacha is the bias is tummy. And the pshat is loisha shul yivlad. Not that the placenta itself has a halacha like the vlad itself. Elishen shul yivlad vlad. The pshat is that there's no shul, no placenta without a kid. And for sure, there was a kid there. Elamai, it was Nimuk, Rashi, that dissolved. The Yafa became, still it's Matame, still it has Tumah. Therefore, this placenta now has, like the blood inside it, has the Nimuka, the dissolve of the Tinik, that's why it has Tumas Mace. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Vlad Nimuk, Achla Yotso. The kid dissolved before it even came out. And Rashi says, when Makmir also put over there the time with Rabbi Shimon, the Yomer, why does Rabbi Shimon say, Abayis is Tor, the Chur, there's the Vlad that came out, Mishum Bito Brave Nogu by Masechta Nida. Because it's Bota Brave, even though the Dam is like the Vlad, but that Dam is Bota Brave with the other Dam. So the Kitzah, you see here, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's Bota Brave, And now we're just trying to bless it now, Mishnah also. So I said, Bechon Lishitosek, Bechon learns that the reason why there's no Tumah, Magi or Masa in the Mishnah is because that dam, even though it's the dam of the Uber, the dam of the Vela, but the mice is bottled right with the other dam. That's like Reb Shimon Shitir, that the dam becomes bottled bereif. Now the Gemara says, Tinan Hosim Lith over the Mishnah in Oilis, Ein Lin Folim Psichas HaKever. If a lady that's pregnant and she finds out that the Uber, the baby inside, is mace, so the Lacha is that when her womb opens up, then the Tumah comes out right away, the Tumah, the mace of the Uber, and that's Matam all the Kalim in the house. So it says again, Ein Lin Folim Psichas HaKever. When do we consider a psichas hakever, mean the opening up of the womb of the mother, that the tumah should start to come out in the house even before the uber, even before she gives birth to the mace? So, ein l'nafalim psichas hakever ad sheyagilu roish kepika, until the head of the uber, the baby, is white and fat like a pika, like a spool of wool. We'll soon see. As if we see later that the head was that big. So now the case here is where she started to give birth in one room, and before the baby came out, they moved her into a second room. So the lacha is all the kelim in the first room are tamei, because we said that there was a psichas hakever in that first room, even though the uber, the mace, did not come out yet. But since the womb opened up, it's not called the tumah belua, but rather the tumah comes out, and therefore the kelim is tamei. Now, how big does the head have to be that we should say that for sure the womb opened up in the first room? So the head has to be the size of a kapika. Now the Gemara says, my kapika, what is this kapika? Samar tamachoikis. Omer Rafunifunis says, kapika shoksemer. It's like a spool of wool. Now, O Malechia Barab Lerafuna Rebbe, Pirish Shel Shesi Oy Shel Arif. There are two types of spools of wool. One is used for the Shesi, that's what you put in the loom up and down, and that's a little thinner type of wool. Or shall orav, that's a thicker type of wool. So it has to be a thicker ball or a smaller one. Omla Yisrael, this is a machlekes. Tanya, we learned. Tika shall shesi divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds it's enough that if the head of the uber was the size of a spool of wool that's used for the shesi, put it up and down, even if it's a smaller size, that's enough to make a psichas hakever, that we say that the womb opened up and the tumor comes out. Rabbi Yudu, I may know. Shall Arab, it has to be the size of the spool of wool are used for the crisscross of the loom. And that's a thicker type of a thread, and that's a thicker type of a ball. So it has to be a little bit bigger, the head of the uber, to say there was a psichas hakever. So those are two shiurim. Now Rabbi Leza, Rabbi Tzadikim, he says, Mishayira Tfifais. He says, no, how much of a psichas hakever does the womb have to open up? Enough that if you look at the womb, you can see tfifah, we'll soon see what it is. You see some kamotim, you see some folds there, some folds. The Gemara says, my tfifiyos, what is this tfifiyos? Some of you says, oh, my shul name is Shmuel, Mishum Rablazer Rebbe Tzadik, that kachoyo meforshim vishlam. This is what you explain in Yushalayim. What's called that you see tfifiyos in the womb of the mother? That it's like kapreda, it's like a mule, shakaras, that she bends down, lahatum imel, to let out the meraglayim. So a mule, Vaisa's Rashi says, bends down much more than other chayas and behemoths. Now when she bends down, the nearest you can see inside the womb there, pika mitzech pika, like a spool inside a spool, mashma, Rashi says, mashma da kamatim. They were like folds, bends there. The kids said, when you can see inside the womb the folds and the bends of the womb, that's enough to make it a psichas hakever. Mashvi, even though they're not open up enough that a spool could come out from there, but akoponim, once the womb opened up a little bit, that you could see any little bit inside, the folds there, that's also considered a psichas hakever. Then now we do not consider the mace inside like belua, to say the tumor does not come out, but rather we say there's a hole there for the tumor to come out, and the tumor comes out into the house even before the actual mace, the uber, comes out. Now, Omer Rafuna Shemati, you heard over that shtei pikois, there are two types of pikois, achas shel shesi, one shear is the shear, the pika, this ball of wool that's used for the up and down, v'yachas shel orif, for the crisscross. V'yenu lefarash, I'm not sure for which halach is the shel shesi, for which halach is the shel orif. Kiyosi Rabdimi came on, he said like this, Om Rav Yechanan, Sholosh Pikos Shemad, heard over three Pikos, Achas Sol Shesi, one is the size of Shesi, V'yachash Lor, the size that goes crisscross, V'yachash Shal Piko, Kedorla Shal Sakoyim, and one is the big bull, we'll soon see that's made on the Gedorla Shal Sakoyim of sacks, we'll soon see that the type of seal that they use on top of the sack, we'll soon see. And Vein and Lefarish, I don't know how to explain these three shurim for which halach is that each one applied to. So Mark explains now that Kiyosi Ravim, when Ravim came, Pirsh explained like this. Pirsh Mishred Rav Yechanan, Shel Isha Kishol Shefi. That we go Lekul, we go Lekul, Lechumra. That when Isha, again, is she starting to give birth to the Uber that's mace, so soon as if the head was big enough, like the size of the spool of a shesi, that's the thinner threads that you use for the up and down. If that's the size of the head of the uber, so then we say even in the first room, before the uber came out, there was a psichas hakever, that the womb opened up already wide enough that the tumor came out even in the first room. Shel behema, let's say behema is giving birth now to a dead uber. Sirastana shal of tumas mace, it's a shal of tumas nevela of tumas maga, if you touch it. So when do we say, if you touch now the womb there, that you become tamei? Like this is the uber of the behema, even though it has a dead uber inside it. Close the man, the womb is closed, even though you stick your hands inside there, the Gemara says in Chulin, you tor, it's called tumah blua. When do we say the womb is open wide enough, that if you stick your hand there and touched it, you'll have tumah samaga? That's kishal arif. Here it has to be a bigger opening. It has to be the opening of a bigger spool, the thread that you use for the crisscross on the loom, which is a little bit thicker than the shesi. So that's these two shiurim, shall shesi is for isha, and shall oriv is full of behema. Now where this big shear of pika gedoyla shal sakoyim, a big spool that's used for the big sacks, can it not, like we learn like this, that gush, a clot of dirt, habo mi beis hapras, that comes from a beis hapras, that's a tumim in the Rabbonin. That was a field that had a kever, or a mace was buried there, and then later on they plowed over it. So you have to be, you have a suffix, maybe all over the field there's some mace there, there's tumah of the mace. So you bring a piece of dirt from that field, the rails in the Eretz Amim, from outside Eretz Yisrael also have the same tumas mace on it. So shiurei, how much dirt do you have to have here? Like in Eretz Yisrael now, that much dirt, to say I'll have a tumas mace on it, I'll be metama boyol, I'll be metama truma, Rashi says, how much shear, how much dirt do you have to have? You have to have the size of a clot of dirt, shear ketik gedor l'shol sakoyim. Again, so this shear is ketik gedor l'shol sakoyim, which Amar explains now, shu kechoysim hamatsufim. That's like the seal they put on top of the covering. The yeshna b'tzad ha'elyon, it's on the top side, shel magufas achovyus hacholomis. Rashi Chlemis means from Beit Lechem, where they used to make barrels there, and they used to seal the barrel on top of the cover. So enough dirt that you can make a seal with it. That was the shear that if you have that much gush, that much dirt, it's metama. So that's the shear of this biggest soil. So sakoyim means how much dirt you need to bring in the house. It's metama mishum, offer of Amer Samin, or offer of Beit Apras. The Rashi says, Gush is offash, you're right, the Tanabir, Lassar, follow up, Truma, the Kotchen. So Rashi says, this, based on Lachmas, Rashi, Yeshad Elyon, Ye, Kloimash, Yeshman, Yesha, Chaysam, the seal that you make on top of it, Shakisa, Shaysam, Chavi, Shacharis. It was an earthly barrel, which was Rocha, Melamat, and the bottom was very wide, the Chatsa, Sachavi, Svaylucha, Meskatsa, got very narrow on top. So Elyon means the top part of it, used to put a seal on the top. How much dirt you need to make the seal on the top of it, that's the shear of how much dirt you have to have, the tamei tumas or mace. Now, Omer Resh Lakish, Mishum Rebbe Yehuda Nisiyo, Resh Lakish says, Nu Aloch, Mishum Rebbe Yehuda Nisiyo, Halakeach Tzir Miyamor, somebody buys tzir, somebody buys the brine, that's fish brine, or for Amoritz, so you have to be afraid maybe the Amoritz touch it. And if there's more water there, we'll soon see, than fish brine, then the water is makabel tumah. So therefore, in order to make it tor, is mashikah b'mayim. Let it just put it into the mikvah, and that's the lach of water, talmudic water, when that water just touches the mikvah water, that's called hashoka, they touch one another, the water becomes tor. Vitor, some more explains the mamonashach, this helps the mamonashach. that this seer should become Torah with Ashoka. Because like this, if there's more water here in this juice than the seer, than the brine and the juice of the fish, if so, then the mayim, it's a mashkes mekabel tuma. But if so, because it's by the amoris usually is tummy, is metama the mashke. But kivim the obudlu hashoka, now that you put into the mikvah and the waters touched one another, so taharalu, you're metari this water. Now Rashi says, how does this Indian of hashoka works? Rashi says, even though usually an oichel and a mashke does not have a tire in the mikvah, but the maya sakulu hashoka, water helps. Devi kemoshe zoron v'chayze v'noitlon. Is if you planted it and then you after you planted it, pick it up again. Because the zriya, when you plant something, that's metayrit, like learning this in Mishnah Truma, that you see like Truma Shinitmo. The plants of Truma, they came term, and then you plant them again, they become Torah. There also, when you make hashok, it's like you're planting the water in the water, therefore by Mayim the special halacha becomes Torah with hashoka, but not by other mashkim. Therefore the Mursa's Vaita. But what's going to be the other side is V-Rubat Tzir Ninu. Let's say the majority here is Tzir. It's the juice of the fish. If so, Tzir Loi Bar Kibulitumu. Tzir is not something that could be Makabutumu. Rashi says, why does Zeya Biyamu? It's called like sweat. Shayetzim in Abogim Kishamokhanosim. When you salt the fish, this sweat comes out. It's not called the Mashka, it's not Makabutumu. So, Mayik, what do we have to be afraid about? Mishum Hanak Miyuta Demaya. That maybe the majority here is Tzir, but there is a little bit of Mayim that's there. If so, Hanak Bitulilu Beruba. This little bit of water is like bottle in the Roiv of the Tzir. Therefore, it's not considered like it's Tommy anyway. Therefore, even though Hashaka will not help now because the water is like bottle to the Tzir, the main thing is the Tzir has no Hashaka, but the water, vice versa, even if it was Makabal Tama, Tama Bras bottle, Beroiv in the Tzir. If it's Rov Mashke here, Rov Mayim is, it helps Hashaka. If it's Rov Tzir, send a little bit of water is but the Rov and it's Tzir, it's Torah anyway. Therefore, that's what Rish Lakish says, Mishum Reb Yudah, that you could be make Hashaka. On this Amr, Reb Yimer, he says back, Lo Shonu, this only helps Hashaka, Elo Litvo Ben Pitay. If you want to dip your bread into this dish now, you like to dip your bread in here, we say again that the water there is bottle brave and it's here, and therefore it's Torah Manashach. Avul Gedera, let's say you want to throw this whole dish now into a big pot that you're cooking there, then you can't throw the salt seer into the pot. In other words, if you want to use the salt seer with this water altogether, then it's also. What's the reason why? Because Motza Minas Minoi Veneir, when you throw this salt seer into this pot of water, so now the water in the pot is going to wake up, become a part of the water in the tzir. See, even though the meat in the tzir, that water was bottled, but now when the water meets up with other water, it becomes rave water here, and it wakes up. And now that original water wakes up, that original water really was tummy. So that water now is going to be metama, the other water, and then everything will become tummy. So if for this bit, it will not help. That's the klal of chayze v'neir. Later, when it meets up with other water, it wakes up, and together now it's like water here, and therefore this water is tummy, therefore it's also. Samar says, Yosef Rav Dimi sat down, Okomo lo shemayt, said over this halacha. So Amulai Abayi said back, no, like Abayi Yagas, and Abayi says, this tumma that was bottled first, does it wake up again later? The core, once it was bottled, it's bottled. So why do you say now when you throw it into other water, even though there's rave water now, so the water mixes up and comes together, but the first water, the core, was bottled already. The tumma went away, it doesn't come back. Amulai, so Yimi said back, Viatla Tisbra, don't you Abayi agree to me, yes, that we say this Svara of Chayze V'Neir, I'll bring you proof. V'yotnan, learn my taste, learn the Mishnah in Trumas. It says like this, Saw Truma. You have a measurement of Saw of Truma, said apples, Tameya, that these apples were Tamei. Shenofla, now it fell into Lameya Chulin. It fell into 100 times.